This podcast is brought to you by SEW Eurodrive, leaders in the field of drive technology. Tuesday, April 20, 2010. From Creamer Media in Johannesburg, I'm Shannon DeRayhove. Making headlines today. Power utility Eskom Chief Officer for Generation, Brian Dahms, says that South Africa has to make urgent decisions this year to ensure the security of energy supply in the next 20 years. Speaking at a National Union of Mine Workers Energy Forum in Johannesburg, he said that the country would have to continue building new capacity while also investing in other technologies than coal. According to some plans Eskom had devised, nuclear should contribute about 14.4% of the country's electricity supply by 2028, with existing power generation units contributing 41% and new coal-fired power stations about 10.7%. Dahms further highlighted that power conservation could no longer be a choice in South Africa and that it should be mandatory. The Metalong Authority plans to start construction of Lesotho's new Metalong Dam and raw water pumping station in early 2011. The authority is currently busy with a pre-qualification process of contractors for the construction contracts of the new dam and pumping station and would invite bids in July. The project entails the construction of a 73-metre-high roller compacted concrete dam with a 210-metre crest length and 53-cubic-metre reservoir capacity on the south of the Putitsana River, about 35 kilometres from Maseru, and a multi-stage raw water intake and pump station. The Metalong program is part of Lesotho government's efforts to secure long-term reliable water supply in the country. Also making headlines, JSE-listed iron ore miner Kumba Iron Ore wants the iron ore price difference to be paid into a third-party account pending the resolution of the dispute with ArcelorMittal. Human Settlements Minister Tokyo Sekhwale meets with the banking sector to discuss a 1 billion rand guarantee fund. Rail utility Transnet is still considering the conversion of Durban Airport into a seaport. And Eskom's long-term special rate contracts with companies account for approximately 5% of the total electricity consumption in South Africa. That's a roundup of news making headlines today.